Curators work slowly and deliberately, rustling tissue paper as they wrap chairs, tables, and tiny tea sets. Everything down to the smallest candlestick must be wrapped for safe travel to storage. Museum educator Laura Taylor says with so many objects to move, the task at times has seemed daunting.
When you pack your full-scale house, it's quite an endeavor. You have to have boxes, you have to have packing material, you have to have a U-Haul. And in our case, we're not just packing one house, we're packing a couple of hundred houses. It's pretty labor-intensive.
Collections coordinator Colleen Carver has been working nonstop to carefully document and box up each item. She says that sometimes means opening up pint-sized dollhouse cabinets to look for hidden treasures.
See, I opened up the cabinet to make sure that there weren't things in there, but of course there are.
Probably some of the largest challenges we have are that most of the objects in our collection are extremely small because you've got dollhouses that were very large and then the tiny things that are inside of them.
It might not sound impressive to be called the largest piece in a collection of miniatures, but the Coleman dollhouse is a stately 8-room mansion that towers over the exhibit space. According to Taylor, it was created in the 1860s for the young children of Pennsylvania industrialist George Dawson Coleman.
The Coleman daughters would have been expected to marry well and to manage large households. So a dollhouse such as this would have been a toy that was used to train them. It was an educational toy.
The Coleman dollhouse contains some 500 pieces of miniature furnishings, and Carver says each requires special attention.
Many of the dollhouses we have, the contents are original, and even the way that they're set up is original. So there has to be a lot of care taken to make sure that everything stays where it's supposed to be and with the right dollhouse. So Coleman House was actually acquired by the museum without any contents, so nothing is original. It's all period appropriate and scale appropriate.
Taylor says the Coleman dollhouse was equipped with everything that a young girl of the 19th century would want and more, including gas lighting and what the curators believe may be running water.
Well, childhood in the 19th century had a very different set of safety standards. When you think about the lives that these children led and the things that they would need to be prepared for, it's very different than what children need to be prepared for today in terms of the types of things that they were handling. For instance, the Coleman dollhouse had gas lighting, but this was the lighting that they had in their house. This is what they were used to.
Each object, both large and small, is meticulously described before being packed away in its own Ziploc bag or archival box. And for Taylor, there is great significance in the childhood items the museum preserves.
They're really an important cultural marker for us. They really tell us so much about the people that came before us and what was important to them. If it was important, I can guarantee it was reproduced in a toy.
But for now, it's time for these toys to be put away until the museum reopens in early 2015. Julie Denichet, KCUR News.